USA Radio News.
Multiple Uvalde parents are speaking out, as well as videos are circulating on social media that shows family members, some of whom can be heard yelling at law enforcement officials, trying to enter Robb Elementary School. USA Radio News reporter Lance Pry has more.
The gunman who killed 19 students and two teachers at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school Tuesday was on the school property for up to an hour before law enforcement entered the barricaded classroom and killed him. Texas DPS Public Information Officer Lieutenant Chris Olivares on CNN.
We have an active shooter situation. We're trying to preserve any further loss of life. We cannot have, and as much as they want to go into that school, we cannot have individuals go into that school, especially if they're not armed.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.